是个敬拜。
感谢神，我们今天继续来思想查考《民数记》二十二章。
Thank God, today we continue to study the book of Numbers, chapter 22.
我们上一次查经聚会的时候呢，我们也是看到《民数记》二十二章。
Last time we also studied the book of Numbers, chapter 22.
可能很多弟兄姊妹对这章的经文呢还有印象。
Maybe some of you have the still remember the passage from that chapter.
那么在民数记二十二章呢，这里记载到摩押人看到有很多的以色列人要到他们这里来。
And this chapter basically recorded there's a Moab people in Moab see a lot of Israelites is come towards them.
然后摩押王巴勒他就惧怕以色列人，他就要去请一个非常出名的一位人，叫巴兰。
So, the king of Moab, which is Balak, is afraid of the Israelites come to them. So, he sent people to invite a person, is called a prophet, called Balaam.
那么这个神就告诉巴兰，不要到摩押人那里去，不要去咒诅以色列人。
And God told Balaam that don't go with them to the Moab and to curse the Israelites as they expect him to do.
但是这个巴兰呢，他是一个贪爱钱财的人，他最终还是去了。
But Balaam actually kind of greedy and he loved the monies and so he went with them.
在这中间呢发生一些事情就记载在民数记二十二章。
And some of details are recorded in chapter 22.
所以我们今天还是继续来思想民数记二十二章。我们大家还是先来把这一整章的经文我们先来来看屏幕上的经文，然后我们再心里来思想。
So today we'll continue to study this whole chapter. So we'll still do the same thing. Let's read the whole chapter first. So I will go through the screen and let's read the chapter and meditate.
好，我们现在我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，然后我会一页一页的翻动这个屏幕，我们大家就是看圣经的经文，我们并且在心中来默念来思想。
So let's read through the chapter and meditate it.
好，感谢神，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. You gave us your word through the Bible.
感谢神赐下圣灵来带领我们来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
Then God gave us the Holy Spirit to lead us to understand the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，成我们路上的光，成我们生命的粮食。
May the word of God become the lamp of our feet, light of our path, and become the bread of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么在我们刚才所读的经文，我们会看见摩押王巴勒两次差派他的使者来请巴兰。
In the passage we just read, we see that the king of Moab, Balak, actually twice sent his people to Balaam.
然后呢给巴兰带去了很多的金银，并且向巴兰承诺如果他可以去咒诅以色列人的话呢，巴兰无论向他要什么他都给。
And they brought a lot of gold and silver to Balaam and also promised him that if he go and to curse the Israelites and he will get whatever he asked for.
那么 在第一次这个巴勒差派使者来请巴兰的时候呢，神就明确告诉巴兰不可以去。
And in the first time that Balak sent his people, to Balaam, and God made it very clear to Balaam that he shall not go.
但是当这个第二次这个王的使者来请巴兰的时候呢，这时候巴兰再一次去问神的心意。
And then the second time that the king of Moab's people come to invite Balaam, and Balaam said, okay, I'm going to ask God's will again.
那么这时候神就对巴兰说，就是你可以去，但是呢，你要说神让你说的话。
And then that time God said, yes, you can go, but you have to say whatever God wants you to say.
然后第二天，巴兰就跟着这个摩押王的使者就上路了，但是路上呢就被天使就阻拦。
And the second day that Balaam and went with the Balak's people, and on their way that the angel actually stopped, tried to stop them.
然后呢，圣经特别记载到，这时候神就发怒了。
And so the Bible actually recorded at that time God got angry.
然后这个驴巴兰骑的驴看见了，所以他就不愿意走，这时候巴兰就三次打这个驴。
So actually Balaam couldn't see it, but the donkey actually that Balaam ride on saw that, and so the donkey just don't want to moveSo Balaam actually struck the donkey three times.
然后神就行了一个神迹，让这个驴开口对巴兰说话。
And then God performed a miracle, let the donkey actually spoke, and the donkey spoke to Balaam.
然后这时候巴兰才看见啊，是神的使者在这里。
And then he saw, Balaam saw the angel of God is there.
最后呢，就是神的使者还是对巴兰说，你还是可以去，但是呢，你必须要听神的吩咐。
And then, at that time, the angel of God speak to Balaam that you still can go, but you have to follow what God commands you to do.
就这样，就是巴兰就终于。来到了这个摩押地，就见到了这个摩押王巴勒。
And in that way, that in the end, it recorded Balaam come to, went to the Moab and see, and of course he met the king of Moab.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中呢，我们似乎看见巴兰是一个非常敬虔的人，他总是在求问神的旨意。
So the passage we just read, we might think that Balaam is a kind of very godly person because he always asks for God's will.
然后呢，神让他不去，他就不去；神让他去，他就去。
And God asked him not go, he did not go, he did not go, and God said he can go, so he went.
但是在我们上一次查经当中，我们已经从圣经的经文里可以看到，其实巴兰这个人是非常虚伪而且诡诈，尤其是他是一个贪爱钱财的人。
And in last time when we studied this chapter, we already see that what Bible says about Balaam, then he is very hypocrite and also he's greedyAnd he kind of plays tricky.
所以我们先来看圣经对这个巴兰所做的定论，是在彼得后书二章十四到十六节。
And let's first see how the Bible says about the Balaam, which we can find in the 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
我会一页一页翻动屏幕上圣经的经文，大家可以来看，然后在心中来思想。
And let's, I will show it on the screen, and you can read and meditate on the scriptures.
好，所以我们从彼得后书二章的经文，我们可以看见巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
So in the passage we just read, 2 Peter, and it's clear said Balaam is the one who loved the wage of unrighteousness.
所以呢，就是巴兰他是一个很贪婪的人。然后呢，下面这节经文就说神用一个驴来拦阻这个狂妄，就是巴兰的狂妄。
So we can see that scripture says Balaam is a very greedy and love the wage of righteousness. And then next verse said God actually stopped him by through a donkey.
所以在犹大书一章十一节也说里这里说到巴兰的错谬，就是
And in Chapter 1 verse 11, it also talk about the problem with Balaam.
主要就是有为利，就是他是一个很贪图地上的这种金钱呐、啊，地上的荣耀的这样的一个贪婪的先知。
And basically, so the arrow of Balaam is for profit, and he is a prophet. He is a very greedy prophet.
所以呢，在我们刚才所读到的民数记二十二章的经文，表面上看上去好像巴兰总在求问神的旨意，然后呢，总好像他做的每一件事都在顺服神，但是圣经却告诉我们他真实的本相。其实是一个虚谎并且是悖逆的人。
So on the surface, that from the chapter we just read, the Balaam looks like a person that follows very godly and asks the way of God. But the passage we just read, according to the New Testament, it said the error of Balaam is he is is rebellious and is in fault.
好，那么在我们刚才所读的民数记二十二章呢，就是有几个地方特别值得我们注意。
So we have something to think about the passage we just read in the chapter 22 of Numbers.
那么第一个我们就会看到就会有一个问题，就是说上帝不是就是不让巴兰去见这个摩押王。但是怎么后来上帝又让巴兰去呢？难道上帝的心意是变来变去的吗？
So two things is a lot of times we read the Bible for this chapter we have like obvious question. Number one is how do we understand that God didn't let the first time he didn't let Balaam to see the king of Moab and then later on that he second time he allowed him to see to go there. Is that God's will changed from time to time?
所以圣经告诉我们上帝的旨意立定之后呢就不改变的，所以不变的上帝是我们信心的一个根基和基础。
So Bible teaches us the will of God never changes and unchanging God is the foundation of our faith.
所以如果上帝的心意都变来变去的话，那我们这个信靠上帝的人，那我们心里就会充满了对未来的这种未知甚至恐惧。
So, if God's will are changed from time to time, then those of us who trust in God must be filled with uncertainty and fear in our heart toward the future.
所以这就是呢，这个伊斯兰教的这个错误。伊斯兰教他们的信徒，他们所信的上帝是一个琢磨不定的上帝。
So this is the era of Islam, and the God they trust, they believe is a God of unknown that you cannot for sure.
所以就产生这样的一个伊斯兰的这样的一个错误的信仰。
So that for that type of a view of God and produce this wrong face of Islam.
但是我们基督徒所信的这个全本圣经所启示出来的上帝是不变的上帝，是永恒不变的上帝。
But the God that revealed by Bible that our Christian believe in is the God that never change, and the God of eternity.
旧约的上帝和新约的耶稣是一致的。
And Old Testament God and New Testament Jesus Christ, they are the same.
好，那我们具体到这个民数记二十二章，但是我们就仿佛看见，哎，上帝一下子让巴兰不要去，后来又让巴兰去，这是怎么一回事？
But we still need to return to chapter 22, that the first things we said, how do we understand, or how do we contemplate that God first time didn't let Balaam to go, and the second time he allowed him to go.
那么上帝知道就是摩押王请巴兰去是让他去咒诅以色列人。
Of course, in the beginning, that it's very clear, and God knows that, and Moab,King of Moab asked Balaam to go there, is asking him to curse the Israelites.
那么上帝对巴兰说，你不可以去咒诅以色列人，因为以色列人是神的选民。
And at that time, God made very clear to Balaam that you cannot go to curse the Israelites because they are people of God.
那么当第二次这个使者带来了更多的金银，带来更大的承诺来的时候呢，神知道巴兰是一个贪财的人。
So the second time when the king's people brought more gifts and even great promise, and God know that Balaam is a person of greedy.
所以神就任凭巴兰，就你想去就去吧。
So God actually let him do what he want to do. He said, "If you want to go, go."
所以上帝不是就是把巴兰捆在那个地方，绑在那个地方，不是的。上帝在那个时候就任凭巴兰，因为上帝知道巴兰贪爱钱财。
So at that time, God didn't like limited him or bounded him as in that place. And he know he is a person of love money. And so he didn't force him to stay.
但是上帝要祝福以色列人的这个旨意是不变的，所以上帝对巴兰说，你如果去，你必须要听神的吩咐，你不是去听摩押王的吩咐的。
But the will of God to bless the Israelites, that never changed. Therefore, God said to Balaam, said, you go there, but you have to follow God's commander, but not the command of king of Moab.
所以这其实是一个我们常常可以看到的，就是当人心里想犯罪的时候他虽然外面看上去好像很敬虔的样子，总是在求问神的旨意，神的旨意，我可不可以这样去做啊，我可不可以这样去做啊，但是上帝就任凭人，你想去犯罪你就去犯罪。
This is something we commonly see in the sinner's situation when people determine to commit a sin, sometimes they pretend to be godly and ask God, can I do this and can I do this? Repeatedly ask, can I do this? So God let sinner do according to their own will.
我相信大家应该知道，就是每年有很多很多的基督徒会去到赌城、赌场赌钱，对不对？
And I think let's put an example. For example, I think I believe all of us believe that there's every year there's a lot of Christian actually go to the gamble city like Las Vegas to gamble.
然后他们当中有很多人就去赌场的时候，他们就说，哎呀，神啊，我现在就是想到赌场去试一下，哎，我现在有很大的这个经济上的需要，我想到赌场去试一下，神，你许不许可我去呢？
And maybe someone before they go, they will ask to God or pray to God, say, God, I have right now, I have a big need, a financial need, and I want to go have a trial. And God, could you let me go?
Okay, 好，神，我现在把我这个车子要发动，我的这个车子如果发动不了，那就是神你不让我去。那我这个车子发动得了，那就是神你让我去。
And they will continue to say, okay, now I'm going to turn on my engine of my car. If my car could, my engine cannot turn on, then that means you don't want me to go. And if I cannot turn on my engine on, then means you allow me to go.
然后他一发动他这个车，哎，发动了。他说，哦，这是神让我去赌场的，神让我去许可去我去赌博的。
And then he turned on the engine, and the engine was turned on. Then he said, okay, that's God prop.God let me to go to the city to gamble.
然后他去到赌场赌博，他输了很多的钱。
And then he went to the casino and to gamble, and he lost lots of money.
然后他就怪罪上帝，他说：“上帝，不是你让我到赌场来赌钱的吗？但是我，你现在为什么让我输这么多钱呢？”
And then he blamed God. He said, "God, is that you let me to come to the casino to gamble, and why you let me lost so many money?"
我当时想来赌钱的时候，我不是问了神你的心意吗？你在那个时候你没有拦阻我呀。
And at the time when I come to the casino, before that I asked you well, and at that time you didn't stop me.
所以我举这个例子大家应该都非常清楚了。这其实是很多很多的时候我们这个人心中的这样的一个心态。
Of course, I just like made up this example, but that actually describe a lot of the situation and a lot of our state of mind in this type of case.
就是说我们心里其实明明知道神不喜悦我们去做这个事情，神不要我们去做这个事情，但是我们一再的来到神的面前问，但是神不拦我们，你神说你要去你就去吧。
What I'm trying to say is this example shows that a common phenomena, we clearly know God's will, and but we still come to God to ask. And of course God didn't use force to stop us, then we think God led us to do it.
对我们其实知道这并不是说神的旨意改变了，是我们人在一再的欺骗自己，一再的欺骗自己，神就说那你这样的欺哄自己，那你就这样的去吧。
It's not that God's will changed, it's us. We again and again fool ourselves, cheat ourselvespurposely want to do things wrong, and then God said, well, if you want to fool yourself, then go ahead and do it.
上帝给人有选择的权利。
And God does give us a right to choose.
所以呢，这其实是上帝要审判人的一个前提。
And this is actually a precondition that God would judge people.
所以我们人有自己选择的权利，所以我们会做错，会做错事，那么我们要为这个做错的选择，我们要承担责任。
Because I have the liberty of choose, and therefore we have the opportunity to choose to do wrong thing, but we have to be responsible for what the choice we made.
所以有人讲过一句话就讲得很好哈，就是我们有选择的这个权利，但是我们却没有逃避我们选择带来的结果的权利。
And so someone made it very good, saying that we have a right to choose, but we don't have the right to escape from the consequence of our choice.
所以就是巴兰，他因为他贪爱钱财，他明明知道神的心意是什么，但是他一意孤行， 他这个自己的意志强烈到一个地步，就是驴不走的时候他就拼命的要打这个驴。
So Balaam basically in his case is his own will determination so strong he want to go, he loved the money, he want to go. So even when the donkey that don't want to walk, he's got so mad, he beat that donkeys.
所以神就任凭他。
So because he's have so determined and want to have a greedy for the money, and so God led him to do it.
那么当然了，在我们上次查经当中，我们也提到巴兰最后的结局，巴兰最后是被杀的，被以色列人所杀。
Of course, in the last study, we mentioned the ending of Balaam, and he was killed.
所以巴兰因为他的这个一意孤行，他这个贪爱钱财的心啊，最后他是灭亡。
So basically, Balaam come to destruction because of his own determined will to pursue.Pursue the profit and pursue the greedy.
所以这里我们可以看到，其实上帝的旨意没有改变。上帝说不可以在那个时候不可以咒诅以色列人，就是不可以咒诅以色列人，要祝福以色列人，就是要祝福以色列人。这个旨意没有变过，在那个时候。
So we can see through the whole time, God's will of that you shall not curse the Israelites and you should bless the Israelites, that never changed.
但这个时候呢，是上帝任凭巴兰按照他自己的心中的这个贪婪啊去行事，上帝任凭他。
But God allow that Balaam to do according to the greedy of his heart.To do the things he want to do, to go.
巴兰也会因为他现在的这个选择，他后面他也承受了后果。
And also in the end, Balaam actually bear the consequence of his choice.
那么第二个问题就又会出现，就是说已经神已经许可或者任凭巴兰去见这个巴勒，那为什么神的使者？又在路上又拦阻巴兰呢，并且圣经还说神发怒。
And also the second thing when we read this passage come is that the follow up is that okay, God already allowed Balaam to see the king of Moab. And why the angel of God still in the way to try to stop him and even angel of God is angry.
那么其实在这里不仅仅是神的使者很愤怒，就神也很愤怒，所以这个就会有让我们自然会有这样的一个问题。
So here not only the angel of God is angry, but it's basically God is angry as well. That brings us to a question.
就是神不是已经许可巴兰去，但是哎，那么神当神看到巴兰真的去的时候，神又变得很愤怒，那这很不是让人很难以理解吗？
So a question naturally come out is that God allowed Balaam to go, and but when God see Balaam actually left, leaving, and God become very angry, it's kind of hard to understand.
其实我们要知道哈，神许可巴兰去。神是要让巴兰去听神的吩咐，去祝福以色列人。
So let's look at a different side. Number one, God allowed Balaam to go is God wanted Balaam to go there to basically, according to the command of God, to bless the Israelites.
所以说呢，巴兰他第二天他要出发了。巴兰他如果听神的话，如果顺服神，他心里应该是这样想：好，我现在要去摩押，我要去祝福以色列人。
So let's think about this. The second day that Balaam is ready to go, and so he should thinking that okay, now I'm going to go, but I'm going to follow the commander of God to bless the Israelites.
所以巴兰应该心里是说啊，我要去祝福以色列人，所以他我要去到摩押。
So in Balaam's mindset, it should be instead because I want to bless the Israelites, so I need to go to Moab right now.
但是很显然， 巴兰急匆匆的要上路，急于要到摩押去，他并不是为了要去祝福以色列人，他是去为了钱财去的。
But obviously, the Balaam in a hurry to go to Moab is not because he wants to go to Moab to bless the Israelites, but rather he is go for the gold, the silver, and the great promise that made it to him.
而且巴兰心里也非常的清楚，他怎么样才可以得到这些金银呢？他要去咒诅以色列人，他才可以得到这些金银。
And also, it's very clear to Balaam that how can he get this all the gold and silver and the great promise is that he has to be cursed Israelites in order to get all this.
所以这是让上帝愤怒的原因。
And this is the reason that God and his angel got angry.
所以上帝说，哇，你去可以，我让你去是让你去祝福以色列人，但是你这样的急匆匆急于要去，你丝毫不是为了祝福以色列人，你是为了贪图钱才去的。
So if we want to rephrase this whole scenario, basically God said, I allow you to go and I allow you to go there to bless the Israelites. But right now in your mindset, in a hurry way, you to run to Moab, you are actually is go for the money and in order to get this money, you need to curse the Israelites. So your goal is not for the blessing, but to curse.
所以这是让神愤怒的原因。
And this is the reason that God got angry.
所以呢，后来上帝的使者还是让巴兰去，但是上帝的使者再次对他说，你要听神的吩咐，你不要去听巴勒的。
So later on, the angel of God still let him go, but once again, the angel of God, commanded him, said, you have to listen to God's command, but not the king of Moab when you were there.
其实我们在这里，其实我们看到上帝对巴兰其实是充满耐心。上帝其实没有必要对他一次又一次的说，一次又一次的说。
So through this whole thing, we can see God is very patient with Balaam, and he actually, God don't have to be again to make it clear to Balaam.
但是从这里我们其实也可以看到巴兰这个人、是非常顽固的一个人，但他表面呢却好像是很谦卑很虔诚的样子，但内心是非常顽固的。
So from here we also can see Balaam is a very stubborn and a very strong self-willed, and on the surface it looks like a very humbleAnd godly.
那么当我们如果读到下一章，我们还会看见巴兰事实上他在一再的尝试，他要赚到这笔钱，他要去咒诅以色列人，他是一再的尝试的。
And in the next chapter, we will see that Balaam actually, when he arrived in Moab, he's again is try to get this money and get this things promised to him.And,
然后他也知道，他心里非常清楚，他只有去咒诅以色列人，他才可以得到这些钱。所以他试了一次又一次，试了一次不成功，再试一次还是不成功，再试一次。
And it's very clear the only way he can get those silver and gold is that he has to curse Israelites. So he tried, no success, and tried again, no success, and tried again.
所以呢，这是神让他口里最终出来的是祝福的话，不是咒诅的话。但是巴兰的本心却不是这样的。
And somehow that even he want to curse, but somehow the word come out of his mouth is that blessed word, and but it's not from his intention.
所以圣经已经给巴兰下了一个非常清楚的定论，就是无论他表面上看上去好像是多么谦卑啊，一再问神的旨意啊，但是事实上他是一个贪财的一个假先知，而且是非常诡诈和虚伪的。
And so Bible made a very clear clearly defined Balaam is a greedy prophetAnd a false prophet, and is very deceitful and very hypocritic.
所以呢，这两个问题呢，其实我们应该这样来理解哈，应该这样来看。 那么不是说神变来变去，而是神首先任凭巴兰。
So both questions we have we'll talk about here is that we can think about this point. Number one, it's not God changes his mind here and then. Rather, God allows Balaam do according by his own will.
那么呢，就是那么巴神就是任凭巴兰去，后来神发怒呢，因为是看见巴兰仍然是悖逆，仍然是不顺服。
And God allowed him to go, and later on, God, is God angry? Is because God sees that it's a continuation in Balaam, and he's rebellious, and is he is his deceitful heart.
所以其实巴兰的心里呢，想的还是这个贪图金银，他不是想的要顺服神的旨意。
Because God had commanded him so many times, but in his heart is still greedy for the silver and gold. It's not in his mindset he want to go to follow the will of God.
所以神的使者再次提醒巴兰，就是你要听神的吩咐。
So the angel of God again reminded Balaam that you have to hear God's command.
其实就像我刚才举的那个例子哈，就是有人想去赌博啊，或者有人想去撒谎啊，很多的时候他会说，哎呀，神，我这样做可不可以呢？一再的去问神。
And just the example I gave, and if someone want to go to gamble or someone want to tell a lie,And again, they ask God, oh God, can I do that?
所以神会任凭。
And in that case, we determine to sing, and then to fool ourselves, then God will let us to do it.
那么呢，每个人都会去为他自己的选择去要负责任的。
So God gave us the liberty to choose, but also God wants us to be responsible for our choice.
好，我们再来看圣经有一处经文啊，非常非常值得我们来好好的思想。
And let's look at another scripture in the Bible, and this I think it's good for us to think in this context.
好，这段经文呢是在以西结书的十四章的几处经文。
And this is the final Ezekiel chapter 14.
好，我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以边看边在心中来思想。
And again, the same way you can look at a screen, I will flip over this, the screen and let's read ourselves and meditate those words.
好，大家特别注意到，就是我在这里，就是着重这个突出的这一句话。
So I want to point out this the word that I highlight here.
这里呢，其实就是有一些人，他心里啊，已经把假神接到他的心里来，然后他又来到先知这里来问神的旨意。
So here is the situation that Bible said, a group of people, they already set up idols in their heart. So they come to the prophet and they ask the will of God.
然后这个时候上帝对先知怎么说呢？
And then in this moment, how God say to the prophet?
上帝说我要按他心中的许多的假神回答他。
And God said, the Lord will answer him who comes according to multitude of his idol.
所以大家好好思想这句话哈，就是有一个人他心中有各样的假神和偶像，然后呢，他也想知道神的旨意到底是什么。
So let's think about it. This is basically a situation. Person has a lot of idols in his heart, set up a lot of idols in his heart. And then he come to God and want to ask, what's the will of God?
结果神说，你心里既然有那么多的假神，那我就按你心中的假神来回答你。
And then God says, since you already have so many idols and a false God in your heart, then if you ask my will, then I will answer you according to the multitude of idols in your heart.
好，我们再来看下面两处经文。
And let's look at the continue to look at the script.
And
of course, these two scriptures talking about the prophet.
就说神说，如果先知被迷惑了，就是被假神偶像迷惑了，说了一些话，那么上帝就任凭这个先知被他的偶像和假神去迷惑。
And it said, God basically here said is that if the prophet was be have induced by idols or false God, say something per idols or false God.And God will allow them to speak. Per.
接下来上帝说什么呢？他要审判这样的先知，这样的先知要担自己的罪，和那些求问的人一样的担罪。
And then God said, I will judge this prophet, and they have to bear their sin, iniquity, just like those who come to ask God well.You know, have the idol set up in the heart, they come to ask the will of God, they will bear the same iniquity as those people too. The prophet will bear his own iniquity.
所以当我们来看到这节经文的时候，我们会看见真的是让人感到非常可怕的事情。
So when we look at the scripture, we think, it's a very fearful thing.
打个比方，简单的说，我心中的上帝就是一个财神，可以让我发财的财神，这就是我心中的上帝。
Let's put a simple example. Suppose in my heart, my God is a God of wealth.
然后呢，我也想知道，诶，这个到底是不是真的呢？到底是不是真的上帝呢？那我来问真神上帝，就是你真的是我心中这个财神吗？
And so, but at the same time, I try to understand, is my God of wealthy?Is the true God. So I come to ask God, hey, God, is you are the God of my, that in my heart?
然后神的回答是什么呢?
And then what's God's answer?
神的回答说，他就按我心中的假神告诉我，你想我是财神，那你就这样想啊。
And so God's answer is that according to,the false God in my heart answered me. If you think I am God of wealth, then go ahead and think in that way.
好，另外，比如说啊，我是一个就是带领别人来认识神的人，就这里所说的先知。
So let's put another example. Suppose I'm a person who want to lead.Other people come to believe in Jesus, believe in Christ. And basically, is I'm in the role of the prophet.
如果我心中的上帝就是一个让我发财的上帝，然后我把这个对上帝的认识去告诉别人。
So if the God in my heart is a God of wealthy and successful God, and then I will just...let other people about God according to the God in my heart.
结果神任凭我这样做，神也不拦着我。 神不纠正我不拦着他就任凭我这样做。
And God actually didn't correct me, and God let me do that way.
但是最后神说什么？我要担罪。
But God also said in verse 10, he said, I have to bear my own sin.
然后就像那些求问的人一样，就是心里一堆假神偶像的人，他们来求问，就像那些人一样，都要担罪。
And I will be the same as those people filled with false God in their heart asking me about God. And I will bear the iniquity the same as they there.
所以当我们来真正来思想这几节经文的时候，我们会感到恐惧战惊，就是很多人他认为他认识神，认识神，其实他根本不认识神。
So when we think about this, and this we give us aheart of trembling and fear, because a lot of people said they know God, know God, know God, but they actually don't know God.
结果他们最后要担罪，因为他们对上帝的这种错误的认识，他们要被审判的。
And because they are wrong understanding of God, they have to bear their own iniquity. They have to face their judgment.
那有一个牧者哈，就是 Paul Washer， 他有一次就有一个教会去请他，让他来做一个一系列的讲座，就是讲神的属性。
There is a minister called Paul Washer, and one time and a church come to him, ask him to give a serious lecture about attribute of God.
然后呢，这个 Paul Washer 就说，就是你就是提出的这个题目，你想清楚了没有？这个题目在你们教会会引起混乱纷争的。
And Paul Washer basically to the church people said, "You ask me to give the lecture on this topic. Are you actually sure and make clear? Because this topic will cause confusion."And argument among your church.
然后那个教会的负责人就说：“哎，我们是神的教会啊，我们是基督徒啊，我们当然要知道神的属性，我们当然要知道神到底是谁啊，这有什么问题呢？”
And the leader of church thought, "Well, we are Christian, we are God's people. Of course, we need to know God's attribute and who is God. Why that would be a problem or cause confusion?"
后来这个保罗花絮就对这个教会的带领人说，如果我去你们教会真正去按照圣经讲上帝的公义，上帝的主权，上帝的至高，上帝的圣洁，以及上帝的审判的时候。
And then the Paul Wash speak to the church leader said, if I go to your church and according to the BibleAnd I teach the attribute of God in terms of his holiness, according to his holiness and his judgment and his authority and all those attributes.
他说，你们教会的一些最好的、资格最老的教会成员会第一个站起来反对。
And the church, probably church from your church, you think the best Christian, maybe a most senior member of your church, probably stand up to against.
然后会说，这不是我心中的上帝，我绝不会爱这样的一个上帝。
And they will say, this is not God in my heart, I will never love a God like this.
因为他们心里已经有一个他们自己想法造出来的一个神在他们的心里，他们爱他们自己心里所造出来的那一个神。
Because they already have a God they made in their heart, they love that God they made in their heart.
其实诚实的讲，这是今天很多很多人对上帝的认识。
And we honestly say this is a problem of a lot of people today.Come to the topic of knowing God.
就有人讲过一句话，在美国南部，家家户户都会有一本圣经。
And someone said in the southern part of U.S., every family has a church, has a Bible.
但是几乎没有谁真正的去读它。
But probably no one actually really read it.
但是每一个人都认为自己认识神。
But everyone believed they know God.
但他们认识的是他们心中所期望的，所想象的那一位。
But what they know is the one they expect or they imagine, one.
所以在以西结书讲出非常可怕的这样的一个经文，就是说我们心里有各样的假神和偶像，然后我们还来到神的面前。
So in the book of Ezekiel, God made very serious warning, said, if we have all those idols set up in our heart, and then we come to God to ask for the answers.
结果神说什么呢？神说他就按我们心中各样的假神偶像，就任凭我们就把神想象成这个样子。
And then God said, God will answer us according to the idols we have in our heart.
但是最后，我们要会，如果我们是这样的话，我们要担罪的。
But in the end, if we are doing like this, we have to bear our own iniquity.
所以最后啊，我们可以看两处圣经的经文。
And finally, let's look at two Bible verses.
一个是哥林多前书15:34。
One is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34.
这里说你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪，因为有人不认识神。我说这话是要叫你们羞愧。
And the first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. Awake to righteousness, do not sin, and for someone do not have knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame.
所以这里很明显的看到，就是这句话不是讲给那些不信神的人听的。
Of course, here it's very clear. This is not speak to those who do know God.
所以对于不信神的人来说，你说我不认识神，那我为什么羞愧呢？我不羞愧啊，我是不认识神呢。
Because it's clear if you speak some this word to some non-Christian or do know God, say you don't know God, then I should not be shamed because I don't know God. That's a fact.
这句话是讲给那些认为自己信靠神、认识神的人听的。
So it's very clear this scripture is speak to those who think they know God and trust in God.
所以呢，人家跟我说啊，我不信神，我才会羞愧，我才会羞愧，因为我认为我认识神，但是呢，
that's why I'll be ashamed.
我才会羞愧。
If somebody said, "I don't know God because I think I know God."
所以这是对基督徒的一个严重的警告。
So I think it's a very serious warning to Christians.
然后就是主耶稣说过，就是认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And then Jesus Christ said in John 17:3, he said, "And this is the eternal life that you may know you, and the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent."
所以我们今天从这个民数记22呢，其实我们来思想到一个认识的问题。
So from this chapter 22 of Numbers, we think about, we meditate this issue.
很多人心中他有假神和偶像。
Many people, they have a false god and idols in their heart.
然后他认为他信的就是真神。
And then they thought that what they believed is the true God.
甚至上帝都任凭这样的事情。
And even God will allow these things to happen.
但是最后呢，无论是传讲这样的这样的传讲这样教导的人，还是就是寻心里有偶像来询问神的人，结果都一样的担罪。
So, but in the end, God said whether the person will teach people that way all the people with the false god in their heart come to ask God about God's will, and no matter what, both of the group of people will bear their own sin.
好，今天这个就是我前面这个时间占用的太多哈，所以我等一下请这个我们查经聚会的组织弟兄也酌情考虑一下，也给我们大家留也稍微多留一点讨论的这个时间，因为我觉得今天的经文还是对我们每一个人来说还是非常有意义的。
And of course,
最后有。
We have two questions to discuss.
最后有两个问题。第一个呢，就是我们弟兄姊妹可以等一下在分组讨论当中可以彼此来分享，就是列举圣经中就是假先知迷惑人的这样的一些事件。
The first discussion is that in the group discussion, we can discuss in the Bible, there's any other like a false prophet to deceive.People and any this type of event.
第二个呢，我们也可以结合我们自己这个信主以来的经历，就是我们有没有开始有一些对主耶稣错误的认识，但是后来被圣灵慢慢的光照和纠正，我们有没有这样的一些经历？
And the second is our own experience. Since we come to trust in Jesus, do we have some kind of wrong understanding of Jesus Christ or God, and then the Holy Spirit corrected us.
Do
we have this type of experience?
如果你有这样的经历的话呢，也可以就是分享出来。当然，如果没有这样的经历，当然也不用强求哈。
If you have this experience, we can share.
好，我们现在请我们的这个查经聚会的主持弟兄帮我们来进行一下分组。好，感谢神，我们还是请两个小组的弟兄姊妹分别在你们小组找到一位弟兄或者姐妹代表你们小组来做一个总结的分享。
我们第一组，我们讨论的第一个问题，我们第一个想到的是在伊甸园的撒旦，他告诉夏娃说，你吃那个果子不一定死。这个就是第一个假先知来混淆神的话语。那么我们也想到在启示录推啊推啦教会，他们容让自称是先知的耶洗别来引诱会众犯罪。那么这个耶洗别是假先知。我们也看到列王记上22:24里面谈到，当真先知米该亚发出凶言的时候而不是吉言的时候，假先知西底家上前打真先知米该亚的脸说神的灵什么时候从我这里离开到你那里去讲这些话的呢然后这个真先知和假先知之间有一些的对话。那么我们也看到耶利米书当中有许多的假先知，他们传虚假的福音，就是说平安了平安了，却没有真的平安轻轻呼呼医治百姓的病。那么我们也看到说还有以利亚他对抗巴利的先知，那是很大的一个数量，所以我们看到假先知在数量上是真先知的许多倍。我们也看到说，就是分享到有一个影片叫 American Gospel， 就是美国福音，里面谈到很多假先知的危害。其中有 Benny Hinn， 他的侄儿逃离了这样的谎言，出来见证整个家族的这样的一门成功神学的生意。他们讲到许多的这个影片讲到许多教会受到成功神学的危害。那么魔鬼是利用人贪婪的虚荣的这样的弱点来引诱人进入这样的异端的歧途。第二个题目呢，我们分享到 就是有分享到自己以前在教会信主的时候，作为学生，学习非常的用功。那么后来学习认识到说，个人与神的关系，建立一个与神的关系是至关重要的。那么我们也在信主的过程当中，我们看到很多人都是慢慢的被归正的，但是以前所拥有的民间信仰的这样的一个习惯，会功德观的习惯，让我们认为更多的去教会，会更蒙福，还有为教会做更多的事情就会更蒙福。后来是慢慢的学习认识神了，知道这一切其实也是一个赚取神恩典的一个功德观的一个观念的一个混淆。还有分享到说自己以前就信主初期总是认为我自己心里认为是美好的愿望，那么神就必定会为我成就。后来信主时间长久了，就认识到说这也是一种拜偶像，是把自己认为美好的愿望来当作中心，让神围着自己来打转，这是拜把自己当作偶像。那么我们也看到说分享到说以前努力的读圣经，因为听人说就是圣经就是人生的说明书，那么就认为说只要照着圣经做，就可以少一些地上的灾难，多一些地上的平顺。那么这个主要的目的不是因为爱圣经的话语，而是因为自己怕受苦。那么后来当自己学习认识到神的主权，就明白了这样的一个错谬。那么林慈信牧师也说过，当一个人真正的认识神的主权的时候，才是开始被归正了。所以这个我们认识神的主权也是从圣经的话语来认识的，这个会有一个本质上的一个改变。我们也分享到说，每一个人呢多多少少信主的时候都带着自己的包袱，比如说世界教导我们就是要积功德就会有福气，但是我们真正学习认识神了之后，就知道神的恩典不是赚得的，我们应当要每天心意更新而变化，我们乐意亲近神，我们是自己愿意去亲近神，而不是为了赚取福气，所谓的福气。那么我们并不是圣经教导我们说要尽心尽心尽意尽力的爱神，那么爱神是神恩典的一个结果和我们由衷的一个回应，而不是换取恩典的交易。那么我们也分享到说从自己的文化背景来认为自己随随便便的无论怎样对待这个信仰都是会被神所爱的，那么后来学习认识到说知道说爱神其实是蒙恩得救的一个标记和一个结果，很自然会产生的一个结果。一个人如果真的被圣灵重生，真的蒙恩得救了，他必然的会爱神。那么如果自己并不爱神，并且也不乐意追求神，可能往往是自己并没有真正的被圣灵重生，没有蒙恩得救的一个标记，所以自己要去警醒。那么这个是我们组对这两个题目的分享。
好，谢谢一组的弟兄姊妹的分享。我们现在请二组弟兄姊妹来跟我们分享。
那个二组的，我们第一个题目我们从两个方面来看，一个是在旧约，另外一个是在新约。那旧约里面，我们首先我们看到在生命记13章那个这个开始那些地方，从第一节到第五节这边，这个摩西就开始他就预言了，这种你们中间13章第一节，你们中间若有先知或者做梦起来向你显个神迹的，对你们说怎么怎么去，就是这个摩西本来就有预言了啊。那后面就像我们刚刚这个第一组也讲了，在耶利米的时代有很多这些假先知说平安了平安了。 那实际我们也一样看到，就是亚伦造那个金牛犊，也是说啊，那个金牛犊是就是领着他们出埃及的那个神啊，这些都是假先知啊。那在新约里面，主耶稣也预告有这些假先知是披着羊皮的狼啊，是看上去是将主的这个神的道当中，我们当中也分享到，就是说假先知的或者这些文士和法利赛人啊，他们把安息日定了很多很多的教条进来啊，什么时候安息日不能拿被子啊，被褥啊，不能做什么，不能做什么，是把神的经意替换掉了，把人的意思放进去了，把人的很多的条规放进去了，是把人的意思替换了神的这个爱啊，神的这个最重要的这些，那这是一个新约旧约的这些这些例子啊。那第二个问题呢，就是我们也联想到这个，我们因为时间关系，我们主要讲三个例子啊。那第一个例子是讲到，就是说我们有很多人信主的时候，就把基督的道理就是看成一个世俗的道理。比如我信主啊，看到听到有很多见证说，因为信了主了，我的病就好了，工作就找到了，好像把这个信主的目的就看成只是一种寻找。当耶稣把耶稣当成一个菩萨来拜的，那以后逐渐而言，就实际这个只是表面的，这个是附加的，只是一个最重要的是我们的认罪悔改，这个生命得救啊，这个才是最重要的，这个是这个从认识主耶稣的这个偏差到这个对基督教的认识。那第二个意思是想到，在看到马太福音13章，耶稣讲了很多比喻，从13章开始耶稣讲到就开始用比喻讲了。那开始的时候是觉得耶稣讲比喻是为了这些不让这些文士法利赛人明白啊，但是后来看到是13章这个13节的那边是说，文士和法利赛人实际他们本来就不明白，他们本来就并不想要知道耶稣的真理啊，他们本来心中就要想杀掉耶稣啊，所以呢，耶稣继续用讲，实际这当中也显示出来耶稣的智慧啊，因为他要继续讲道，他不会让不会因为文士法利赛人阻碍他而那个。就停止宣讲福音啊，他照样讲，但是用那个比喻来讲，让这个门徒，比喻就是一个 A 来说明一个 B 啊， B 是要真正要说明的是，只是用 A 来打个比方啊，那对文士和法律上呢只说 A， 但是对这个真正要明白要追求的这个门徒，就既说 A 也说 B 啊。那同时也是耶稣也一样充满着怜悯啊，如果文士和法利赛人他们真正要悔改，他从 A 实际也能够明白 B 啊，只是他们并没有去追求，这是第二个例子。那第三个例子是有一位弟兄分享到，在使徒行传26章16节那边，保罗领受了主所要讲的这些东西啊，就是说这边是讲到，就是说保罗的这个教导，他不是从耶稣这边领受了很多道理然后去讲给这些人啊，最重要就是保罗自己的生命给主转换了，他的生命是给耶稣所改变了，然后才接受主的教导，然后将他的生命将耶稣的道再传给别人。这边也一样是让我们看到，就是说我们可能信主非常多很久，耶稣的道理也是都懂，可能知识非常丰富，这个 但是我们如果生命没有改变的话，只是一个道理啊，这个对人没帮助。只是我们对耶稣的认识不仅仅是一个教义的一个道理方面的，而是整个生命的改变啊，这个也是逐渐认识到的。好，我们的分享就到这边。
感谢神啊、谢谢弟兄姊妹的分享。那么其实当然我们今天从圣经的民数记二十二章看到其实在巴兰他心中他期望神从神那里听到他想要的答案比如说他贪爱钱财，他就一再的问神，我可不可以去啊，我可不可以去。结果呢他似乎是听到了，从神那里听到了他想要的答案。所以这个更是让我们看到以西结书所说的，就是如果我们心里充满了各样的假神和偶像的话，有时候神就让我们去听到这些声音但其实呢这是一件非常可怕的事情。那么其实我们每一个人的信仰过程都是一个越来越认识神越来越认识神的过程不是说我们完全认识神之后我们才能信靠他我们是因信以至于信，然后我们呢越来越知道越来越认识我们所信的那一位。所以非常感谢神，就是我们教会呢是一个超宗派的教会我们教会不在任何现在主流的大的宗派里面我觉得呢这也有神的特别的带领。这样的话呢我们可以一直我们心意更新变化，就像圣经所说的我们不是就是好像墨守成规，我们有一个非常成熟的一个体系和传统就是我们一直在这个里面，然后我们就觉得就好像那个老底家教会，我们什么都有了，我们什么都不缺那么这才是最大的危险。当然了，我也不是说在宗派里的教会就不好，宗派里的教会呢也要心意更新变化。我只是说我们教会是就是不在任何宗派里面，所以我们要感谢神给我们教会一个特别的带领，就是我们心意更新变化。我相信每一个人信主都是一个心意更新变化的过程，就是我们往往会发现以前认为对的事情越来越发现以前的看法可能也有片面的地方可能也有不足的地方或者以前认为是错误的东西，但是越来越信仰成熟了发现原来很多事情是当时的看法太幼稚或者太片面。所以从我个人来说呢，我刚开始信主的时候呢，我是一个以我自己为中心的信仰我说的很好听，就是神可以帮助我好像是更好啊更高尚啊或者是成为一个 better man 啊或者是什么样。后来我发现这其实是一个非常自私的一个动机这其实跟所谓今天的所谓的神工神学啊其实没有什么本质的差别，本质都是一样的，就是上帝你为我服务，你要么让我成为很有钱你要么让我认为成为很有道德这是还是一个以自我为中心的一个信仰。后来呢就是当我慢慢越来越认识神越来越信靠神，我发现真正的信靠神是完全失去自己的老我，完全失去自己老我的过程，只有这样耶稣的生命才能在我们的生命当中才能活出来但是当耶稣的生命真的在我们生命当中活出来的时候，我们才是真正的拥有生命，而且拥有的是一个最鲜活的生命。这个人类历史当中没有任何一个生命像耶稣这样的丰富这样的有个性，这样的生动这样的充满魅力愿神许可我把这个词用在主耶稣身上。但是耶稣也是一个最舍己的人，最忘我的人，但是他却拥有一个最有生命力的生命在人类历史当中。所以呢我觉得这就是我们来信靠跟从耶稣一个非常美好的一个信心的旅程，就是我们以前的我越来越消失，越来越不见，越来越不以我为中心，越来越让耶稣的生命在我们生命当中活出来。只有这样才是一个真正的一个 生命，永恒的生命，而且真正值得去拥有去过的这样的一个一生。感谢神，我们今天的这个查经就到这里。那么就像司布尊讲过一句话哈，我们基督徒每天都要读圣经，每天都要读圣经，以至于我们到死的时候，人家抽出我们的血，血液里面都有圣经的经文。我觉得这句话非常有意思啊，经文不是在我们的头脑里面啊，经文不是在我们的嘴巴里面，经文是在我们的血液里面。我希望我们就好像刚才弟兄姊妹的分享，就说呢，这绝对不仅仅是头脑当中的知识，不是我们口中的教条，这应该成为我们的血液里面的东西，成为我们的骨头里面的东西啊，成为跟我们无法生命分开的东西啊。就像耶稣说的，他的话就是灵啊，就是生命啊。感谢神。好，我们一起来做个祷告，我们来结束今天晚上的查经聚会。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上把上帝的形象、上帝的心意、上帝的旨意丰丰富富的启示出来。主啊，我们看见了主耶稣我们就看见了道成肉身的上帝。主啊，我们今天愿意从圣经当中的话语，我们愿意从主耶稣基督身上来认识我们的独一真神。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。主啊，让神的话语成为我们生命的粮食带领我们的脚步。愿圣灵借着神的话语，借着神的道来重生我们，让我们能够老旧的生命能够死去，能够消失，让我们在基督里面得着真正自由、真正丰盛的生命。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。好，感谢神，我们今天的查经聚会就到这里结束了。